Well, this coronavirus seems to be going around the world. Reports say hundreds of tourists at a hotel in Tenerife are being tested for the coronavirus after a confirmed case. According to Spanish media, health officials are conducting tests in Deque, which is popular with holidaymakers from these islands. And the report is an Italian tourist was admitted to hospital on the island. And this Italian tourist has since tested positive. Let's go to general manager of a neighbouring hotel, the Royal Garden Villas in Deque, and that is Fiona McAndrew. Hello, Fiona.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you, and more importantly, how are you all there?
We're absolutely great, Declan. Not a bother. Thank you very much. Dealing with quite a bit here at the moment in Tenerife, but very good. Thank you.
Very good. Perhaps you could tell us, because there's just a lot written, you know, about what's happening in Tenerife. So you being there on the ground, put the record straight. What's the story?
Okay. Well, first of all, we're looking at a case of one tourist, an Italian doctor, who was accommodated in the Hotel Costa Deque correctly. And he has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Now, he's currently in a hospital in Santa Cruz in the capital, being treated. So anything outside of that, just right now, quite frankly, Declan, is all speculation. The hotel have obviously taken measures. They've cordoned it off, and they would probably proceed to test the guests in the hotel. But it's actually the other way around. At the moment, everything is speculation, you know. So obviously, it's extremely concerning for everybody. And it's news to us, because we only got word of this sort of very early hours of this morning too. But I think it might be interesting to point out that we had one case in La Gomera about 3 months ago of a similar incident. And 3 months later, the gentleman is home and well. You know, I think what, in fairness, there's a lot of alarming situations here based on speculation. I mean, if we look at over, we had a message from the government, Spanish government this morning, through the years of 2017 and 2018, 80,000 people were infected with the flu virus. Out of that 80,000, 52,000 were hospitalized and 15,000 died. So at the moment, currently, again, it's all on speculation, but at the moment, we're treating this as a fatal illness, as opposed to what we have running, what we have had running through the world, like the flu virus. I mean, in some cases, you could say that it was that it is more actually more fatal, the flus that are going around the world now. So I think at the same time that it's really important to take precautions, it's also really important to stop the alarming media that's going around. You know, we don't have the information all across the world as yet. We have X amount of information, and I think the rest of, you know, that information will come forward. But at the moment, we're talking about one gentleman who's in the hospital in Santa Cruz currently being treated, and the rest is all based on precaution, really.
Right, and you haven't got guidance from the Spanish authorities, have you, about procedures or anything like that? Is it business as usual?
No, absolutely not. Of course not. Everybody who's starting will start to react now with taking different measures. But at the moment, without the information, really, we're back to vitamin C daily, wash your hands, but wash your hands continually, antibacterial devices in all of the areas of the hotels. And really, it's too early to say how the Spanish will take measures. But the government are very, very, very much on board. There's been quite a lot of reports have come in this morning. I haven't had time, Declan, to be honest, to get my hands on a lot of them, but that's basically what's out there. So business as normal, yes, as much as we can, without alarming everybody. And then from the other point of view, of course, precaution is very, very important. And speculation is what a lot of people are running on at the moment with this.
Right. And you've got tourists coming and going, returning to their home countries, coming in from other countries.
Absolutely. Everything is running as normal. We did have a hurricane here, I'm sure you're aware.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
And we had a hurricane. So we've been very busy here, Declan, right, at the moment. And that has been like the first incident of its kind in 60 years. So there was quite a lot of damage done over the islands, something that we've not been used to. And quite frankly, there we've been out of our depth. You know, we've totally been out of our depth there, and we're holding our hands up, honestly, and we're wading our way through repairing everything at the moment and trying to keep everybody as comfortably as possible. But obviously that has had a knock-on effect also. So that has affected a lot of the airports, and a lot of people were stranded is not the word, but stranded meanwhile they were being taken care of, whether it be accommodation overnight waiting on their flight the next day. So there's been a lot of fires in the north, there's been people evacuated from their homes. So we've been very, very tied up with all of this to try and keep everything as comfortable as possible for everybody. And our guests and our visitors have been fantastic, you know. Everybody has been on board and they've understood that this is, you know, one of these acts of God that we've no control over in nature, but the so much has been destroyed here. So this incident of the coronavirus this morning is new to us all. So it's not my place, really, to talk about where the Spanish government will go from here. But just, you know, to put everybody's mind at rest, if you look at those figures with the flu between 2017 and 2018, we're possibly looking at a much more serious fatal illness than what we're dealing with now. That's the sort of word.
Yeah, but just around, person who's been looked after in
one
hospital.
Person has been diagnosed. Yeah. One person has been diagnosed, and at the moment, the hotel obviously are taking the maximum measures that they can, obviously for, you know, for the care of the people who are in their hotel. Yeah. But only one person diagnosed, nothing more.
And is the sandstorm over and all that? Yeah.
Well, interesting. The sandstorm was actually hurricanes. We didn't realise until they were over. So that was interesting. And sandstorms, yeah, wow, massive sandstorms throughout the hurricanes and afterwards. And what happens is it's like this Sahara dust from Africa. And it still continues like a sort of a klima in the air. So where we have no wind now, so it's not doing the same amount of damage, there's still plenty of sand going around. So we're praying, we're hoping now that today is a beautiful sunny day. We're hoping, as forecast with the weather, that things will start to improve and that they won't come to us again with this type of thing for another 6 years, hopefully.
Yes, indeed. Well, stay safe out there, Fiona. It sounds a beautiful part of the world. Of course, Tenerife is gorgeous.
It is. Yeah. You know, I think the important thing not to lose sight of is that Tenerife and the Canary Islands have always been such a safe spot. It's always been an amazing destination through all the things that we've lived through in different parts of the world. The Canaries have always been able to say, you know, we're safe here. We never have sort of devastating things happening to us. And I think it's important to say, you know, please, we're still the same. We're still the same. We've been hit with one person, with something that's going around the world at the moment that everybody doesn't have enough information on, and even our hurricanes, we went through them and came out the other end, and high winds we thought they were when they were happening.
Yeah.
So we're still the same. Stay with us. Trust us. And, it's still a little paradise today. It's a beautiful sunny day, and business as usual to an extent. Yes.
Good stuff. How did you end up over there?
How did I end up over here? Wow. Well, I came here 33 years ago.
Wow.
On a holiday. And the rest is a long story.
Okay, 33 years ago.
33 years, yeah, I've seen a lot in 33 years. I've seen a lot of changes and, you know, they've done so much work, in, particularly in Tenerife. Tenerife is a beautiful island and they have invested so much money. And we've really come from a completely different place in those 30 years, particularly in the last 15, 17, with all the five-star hotels and the golf courses and the infrastructure. It's just been a massive amount of work and money that's been invested, and it's paid off. We've got a great reputation, and it's an amazing place. You know, a lot of places over here now, a lot of people who were going long-haul before feel that they're getting the same feel here in Tenerife with the standard of accommodation, how it's grown, and, you know, all the five-star brand looks.
Okay.
A lot of people are avoiding long haul now because this is the place to be. So please don't let this put you off.
All right, Fiona, good to talk to you. Thanks for taking the call.
We beg you. Okay,
take
I
care.
Hope it was some help.
Yes, certainly was. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank
you
very much. Thank you, Declan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Fiona McAndrew there from the Royal Garden Villas in a decade.